listening to Inner City Geeks Turntable with Steve and Charlie.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Inner City Geeks Turntable, episode 4.
Numero 4.
Numero motherfucking 4.
Amen.
That's right. Let's switch it up a little bit sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah,
I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve.
And that's Charlie.
Hi, people.
Yeah, and we got a whole new episode. For those that don't know, this show is about music. So if you don't want to listen about music, just fucking deal with it, fuckers.
Listen anyway.
Yeah, just fucking listen to it.
Learn yourself something.
Yeah, learn some shits. So I guess this episode is another Charlie episode. The last time we had a Charlie episode, it was a pretty dope, like a grungy song.
Took it back to the 90s.
Yeah, took it back to the 90s, way back.
Yeah, the 90s don't feel like that long ago, though, but holy shit.
Yeah, it was very, very, very way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the previous episode was the song that I did, which was a completely different thing that you wasn't expecting. That none of us was expecting to put
out. Out the unexpected.
Yeah. That's what I do. You know,
the unexpected might surprise you.
Exactly. So today it's Charlie's turn. So I'm gonna let Charlie take over.
All right, God help us all.
I know. It's crazy.
Okay, so a couple of months ago, I was listening to a podcast, and it's a popular podcast. Yeah, well, I was listening to another podcast. I was cheating on us with another podcast. If I'm sorry.
Oh no! How could you do such a thing?
And it was actually a podcast from somebody named Jamie Josta. I think you're familiar with.
Oh yes, I think I'm familiar with that guy. I think
he's
one of my heroes.
Yes, Jamie Josta, the lead singer of Hatebreed, has his own podcast called The Justice Show.
Uh-huh.
And on this particular episode, he had an artist by the name of Clint Lowry. If you're not familiar with Clint Lowry, he is the lead guitarist and the backing vocalist of Seven Dust.
Yes.
But I'm not here to talk about Seven Dust.
Yes.
Clint Lowry started a side band back in 2012 with the drummer of Seven Dust, Morgan Rose, called Call Me No Name. And the song I'm going to pick for you today is a song on this album called All's Well. Now, I discovered that Clint had a side band from the Josta episode, because Josta was talking about how, whether or not he was going to make any other quote-unquote solo CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And how, even though Call Me No One didn't have a lot of notoriety, it was a damn great album.
Yeah, absolutely.
So hearing none of the tracks, I downloaded this album immediately, because that's just who I am.
And not just that, but like we know his sound, we know his voice.
Yes, exactly. I'm a big Seven Dust fan, love Seven Dust. And it has Joss's seal of approval on it. What more do I need?
Yeah, exactly.
So I began listening to this album. The album doesn't have too many tracks on it. I think it has about like 10, 11 tracks on it. But this song caught my attention only because of the melody and the lyrics. And this song stood out to me more than others, in the way that it just kind of made you feel good. It's a good anthem. You know, something to sing out loud in the day, something to pump yourself up.
It had 12 tracks, actually.
12, I was close. I can't count this high. Come on. So, real quick, let me just read the first lyrics for you. The first lines. Hold on. The verse first, I'm going to read you a couple of lines from it. Okay. Hey, sunshine, day was never long. Devoured hate in all of us. Truth rises and screams. I will go on. This disaster is nothing anymore. Say what you came to. I'd say all's well. Goodbye to him. Don't think I'll come back. because you don't know me at all.
Yeah.
Okay. So pretty much something happened in this guy's life that he felt like that day or that scenario was never going to end for him. But in the end, something positive came out from it. And that he felt like he was well enough to move on with his life. Mm-hmm. And I think we all been through something like that, or we all are going through something like that right now. You know, where something's not ideal, you're not in the ideal situation, but you're still standing. Everything is well, everything will be well. And it's that motivation for me personally that helps me move on with a lot of things, that helps me keep putting my left foot in front of my right foot and vice versa to keep moving.
Yeah, because that's what draws me to music nowadays.
Yeah, because staying stationary for me is no longer an option. I can't do it.
Absolutely not.
You know, I can't stay home. I need to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need to move forward. You can't dwell on the past because it's not healthy. Yes, our past defines us, but what really defines us is how we deal with it and how we move forward and how we take the past and use it for future references, so to speak.
Yeah, and how we use it for good, too.
Yeah. So sadly, they only did have the one album, which, again, at this point, I cannot find the name anymore. Son of a bitch.
I just had it pulled up too. Hold on. The name of
the
album
Last Parade was released on Warner Brothers Records on June 5th, 2012. So it is a 7-year album, but this album I feel like should have gotten more notoriety because it does have the Seven Dust feel to it. There are some songs, if you listen really closely, you could kind of feel like who's the real talent in Seven Dust, because some of these songs actually, the John Witherspoon, I think his name is the lead singer of Seven Dust. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
he could be the one singing these songs. It has that tempo, it has that melody to it, that rise and fall and the crescendos and the guitar riffs in the end and the bridges.
And you got to think about it too, like was like a. Was this dude like, was it Clint, right?
Yes.
Was he like overshadowed?
I don't think he was overshadowed. Well, hold on. So the story goes that he actually left Seven Dust for a little bit.
Okay.
They started a band called Dark New Day. And within the time frame between Dark New Day and Seven, when he left Seven Dust, he started another, this project, Call Me No One.
Okay.
So Dark New Day kind of failed and became he started doing this with the drummer of Seven Dust, actually.
Okay. Interesting, okay. Because the first thing that I told you is that, like, from hearing this album, I was like, dude, he sounds just like fucking John Lee of Seven Dust. Like, exactly the same. Like, they have the same cadence, the same fucking... Same way they
the melody, the same tone, the same voice. But you also gotta remember that he is the backup singer for Seven Dust.
Yeah, and that's what kinda like still like was stuck in my head. I was like, holy shit, he's also the backup, like.
Yeah. Eventually he did go back to Seven Dust. He actually rejoined the band.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's just something, I mean, we hit on this topic a couple of times. It's a fantastic song. It's powerful. It's meaningful. It's just one of those songs on an album that it grabs your attention. And you listen to it. You hit repeat.
Oh yeah. This actually is a song like other than like the singles that are on it.
Yeah.
This is that one song that I'm like, holy shit, this is actually a fucking dope song.
Yeah. And for not having heard it, this is like on my regular rotation from here on out. Yeah. I always put this album on. I'm always listening to it. I was listening to it again this morning.
Nice.
Just taking a walk around. I haven't heard it in like a day or two, and I was like, oh yeah, I gotta hear this song again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of great songs on the album. Do yourself a favor, download it, pick it up.
Yes, however pick you it up. Get pick your that music. Shit out. Also,
what happened?
Also, this song "All Is Well" is also the longest song on the album.
Yeah, yeah, but it's 5 minutes, 15 seconds long. It is that good.
Yeah, it's a really good song. That's actually like my favorite song on the album too. Like I was listening to it the other day, I was like, "Holy shit, this is fucking really good." Like it's still like I'm like it's like one of those like hidden gems.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of the album. It's not like I don't even think this was released as a single for the album. To be honest,
no, it wasn't. It wasn't. They only had two singles on the album, and which was let's close it up again. It was Thunderbird and The Biggest Fan.
There you go. Those which are not bad songs, not my particular favorites on the album. I think this is better. This kind of shows the musicianship a little either. Bit more.
Those weren't my favorites on the album either at all. Mm. Like I was kind of surprised that they picked those two out of the other ones. Like, of course, yeah, they're good songs, but
yeah, I mean,
Those didn't really grab my attention. Which is kind of like. Show assessment to like, okay, it's probably like the record label is like, oh yeah, let's put these two songs out as singles and not pick the better song.
Yeah, there you go. It's kind of weird they did that. But just for the listener and for our education, when describing this album, Clint was interviewed and saying how different it is, and it was so different that he put it as Nine Inch Nails meets Foo Fighters.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Two different spectrums merged together to make one beautiful, cohesive sound.
Yeah.
You know, but again, But sadly, again, this was a one and done deal. I mean, there are no other, and there will be no other Call Me No One albums. Mm-hmm. But. And I mean this, I found this out recently, and I'm kind of excited for it. Clint Lowry just put the finishing touches on his solo CD.
Nice.
So there will be a Clint Lowry album coming out very soon.
Fucking hell yeah. I'm excited for that shit.
And based on just Call Me No One and how amazing those tracks are, I can't wait to fucking hear this album. Like, I am very much anticipating this album.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of what's been happening as of late is that you know, random members of bands are coming out with solo albums. Like a few months ago, Mark Morin came out with a solo album,
which was great.
Which was great.
Would you call it a solo album? Would you call it a collaborative album?
It's a solo album because he's the main person in the album. He's like, of course, yeah, he has different singers on it,
yes,
but he is the main, he is like the glue to everything because he's the one that's playing the guitars. He's
which is another guitarist. Good album people should check out, by the way.
Yes, which is another great album. Another great album that came out that's also from somebody that was like just the guitarist of the album on a band is the guitarist of fucking Alice Cooper. She's fucking great. I forget her name.
Nina Strauss?
Yes.
I think I said that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great album.
Yeah, that was a great album.
If you're a fan of guitar and love riffs, listen to that album.
Yeah. It's a great fucking album. It's one of those albums that's just like, holy shit. Like, she's basically like been hidden away from everybody else. Like, of course, yeah, she's played on Alice Cooper shit, but listening to her just do her own thing, it's fantastic. And one of the singles on her album is fucking The Show Must Go On by Queen.
Yes.
And it's just a fucking, it's just the instrumental of it.
Yeah.
Mind blown, dude.
I mean, there's something to say where certain members of a band go off and do their own side projects.
Yeah.
And then you find out how truly talented they are as musicians.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big Alter Bridge fan.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing Mark Tremonti's stuff with his own band.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. And you get to see what type of how serious and how awesome his guitar
and
work
how dedicated
is,
they are to the craft.
How dedicated they are to the craft, and his vocals are insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Miles Kennedy is a phenomenal singer. I know you're not a big fan of his voice. And
it's like I've said it before. Like, it's not that I'm not a big fan. It's that his voice just like I can only take but so much of his voice at a time. Because his range is just so high that I'm just like,
no, yeah, it's
tone it down
just insane, a little bit. Insane range.
Yeah, like that. That's kind of why I listen to like the heavy music that I listen to, because like it's not that high.
No, and again, Call Me No One is not that much harder than Seven Dust. It's not a heavy metal album, even though. For some strange odd reason, they consider Seven Dust to be heavy metal. Don't know why.
Seven Dust is like hard rock.
Yes, that's I would put them in that genre.
Or at worst, just regular metal.
I still stick in hard rock, but
yeah, no, but they kind of teeter totter on I guess the border of. Hard rock and metal.
Oh, yes. And it's just it makes me that much more appreciative of Seven Dust as a whole.
Oh yeah.
Because they're an amazing, amazing group, and that's been around for a long, long time. It's just good to see
they've been around for a very long time.
It's good to see that one of the members of the band went off and found some success and hopefully more success with the upcoming solo release that he has coming out.
Yeah, he just dipped his toes in it.
Yeah. It was kind of fun. It was like a side project, but sadly, again, really didn't really do much, make that much noise. It came out when it came out, it charted at 199 in the top 200.
Yeah.
So
literally, like almost made it.
Almost made it, barely, but the skin of your teeth, type thing. Yeah. But guys, you gotta, do yourselves a favor. Pick this up. Listen to it. You won't regret it.
You definitely
won't. If you're a fan of great music, if you're a fan of good rock, if you're a fan of good hard rock, if you're a fan of Seven Dust, this is for you.
Oh, yeah. It most definitely is, because it's something that I enjoy, too. Like, I don't listen to it as much as you do, but I do tend to randomly listen to it, and I'm like, holy shit, this is actually a really good album. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah,
like,
I became kind of addicted to it. It was a hidden gem of an album.
Mm-hmm.
It needs more notoriety to it.
Oh, yeah.
People need to listen to it more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those
people need to pick it up.
It's one of those albums that you're like, oh shit, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
Like if you're just randomly listening to it, you're like, oh wow.
Yeah, and I went off not even hearing a single note.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how bad can this be?
Yeah. And it's really.
And cool. I do that from time to time with certain artists.
Yeah.
Where I will listen to things sight unseen or sight unheard, I should say.
Right. Which
just
is kind of
see what it's
about. It's kind of one of those things that I kind of enjoy about Spotify, that you can hit a playlist and it's just a randomly curated playlist. You hit play and you just say, holy shit, this is a really good song that I've never heard in my entire fucking life. And you're like, okay, I'm going to venture into that. And I'm going to be like, okay, I can dig that. Or you can hear a good song and then you'll be like, okay, let me see what else this person does.
Yeah.
And this is like garbage. It's just that song is fucking great.
Yeah. See, I'm the type of person that I got to get the whole entire album rather than just one or two songs from it.
Oh, no. I definitely understand that. I'm kind of the same way, too. Yeah. But like I said, like if I just hear that one song and I'm like, okay, I'm digging that, I will go in and venture everything else.
There you go. The entire catalog.
If I don't like the rest of it, I'm like, okay, I guess it was good for what it was, and it was a good listen to, but I'm not going to worry about getting the rest of it.
There you go.
Which is sad.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's sad. I think it's good the way you listen to music.
Yeah. It's also a good way of, like, managing my pockets too.
There you go. I just noticed there was actually a deluxe version of this album that now I'm going to have to find. It has two additional tracks to it.
Yes. And it makes it 52 minutes.
Yes.
Instead of like,
the 44.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, all tracks were written by Clint Lowry and the drum and Morgan Rose, the drummer from Seven Dust.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for good writing. You know, sometimes it's good to let your heart bleed through the page because there's just, how do I put it? There's just so much raw emotion and raw feeling sometimes you don't even know you had.
This world is filled with emotions, and it's a shame when the emotions aren't let out.
No, yeah. But sometimes even when, I mean, I'm not much of a writer. I write from here, you know, here and there, off and on.
Right.
And then, you know, sometimes you just lose yourself in the writing and it's, you read it back and you're just really amazed and flummoxed that, holy shit, this came out of me. And I feel like he has a lot of that within these 12 tracks. You know, like for me, for again, that All's Well track was the sixth track on the album. It hit me. That's like I have, it's one of my
It's
go-tos. I
deep.
have, yeah, it's very deep. It's just, I gotta keep listening to that song. It's just that one song you listen to over and over and over again. And you won't get tired of it.
Absolutely.
Good music does that to you, you know? It's just, it hits you, it holds tight.
And I got a recent release that came out recent. Well, just fucking
A
feel
recent release
redundant
that came out
statement.
recently?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
All right, cool. What is it?
Concrete Dreams, dude.
Oh, yes, that album was great.
That album is really fucking good, and
Yeah.
there are some songs on there like, holy shit, I have to listen to this over and
Yeah.
over and over and over.
Yeah, that came
And it's not
out
just the singles
in
that came
early
out.
July.
Yeah.
Early July, late June, early July.
Late June. I think
There
it
you
was
go.
the 26th of June or something like
There
that.
you go. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just really good.
Yeah. And like that's my go-to album as
Yes.
of late.
It's not bad. It's a good album.
Yeah.
It's a good goal to have.
Exactly, it really is. But yeah, make sure you guys check out fucking Call Me No One.
Yeah, I mean it's a weird name for a group or a solo project, but
But it's also like, yo, I'm not that guy.
yeah,
So don't
no.
call me that fucking name.
Yeah.
And I'm not that band.
He's
So don't
more
call
to
me
it than
that either.
that. Yeah, there's more to it. There's more to him than that. I mean, dude, you got you won't I you know, you won't I won't lead you astray. This is just one of those albums that you will enjoy if you love good music.
You'll definitely enjoy it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, see, if somebody like Steve enjoyed it, you would enjoy it too.
Yeah,
Don't know
exactly.
what that means, but
It
listen to it,
means
you'll
a
like
lot
it.
because it means a lot because, like I said, like we've both mentioned, like we're into a lot of shit. So
There you
it,
go.
we'll we'll it'll. Oh, what the fuck was that?
Have no idea,
So
but
little fireworks out here.
I do like, again, you know, when band members go off the beaten path and they break away. Kind of like I remember in college, I'm a big Red Hot Chili Pepper fan. Love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We had the first solo CD from John Frusciante, the guitar player.
Oh, yes.
So different than any Chili Pepper music out there. And you can see how truly talented he was.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when I started to realize, like, holy shit, you know, these artists can go out of their bands. Like, a light bulb went off my head, you know?
Yeah, you're
Like,
like,
oh
holy
shit,
shit,
they are
I can
able to
listen to
do this shit. They
more
are
music
able to,
now.
yeah, they are able to break away from the bands. They are able to break away from their gigs, you know, and do something different.
Break away from the shackles.
Yeah, there you go, so to speak. Yeah, and it, you know, that was my first foray into listening to different music and different bands. It's just really cool.
Which is something that like I've kind of been doing as of late too. Like, of course, like I listen to a lot of music and stuff like that, but like I'll also listen to just random guitarist. So like something that I've been saying a lot of recently was Angel Vivaldi.
Yes.
He's really fucking good. And he's just a solo guitarist. He doesn't necessarily have a band. It's just him. He does his own solo guitar work.
Sometimes you don't need one.
And it's fucking great. Other bands like Intervals, like they had a lead singer in the beginning, and then they were like, yeah, we don't need a lead singer. And they're doing way better now without a lead singer.
True.
Or another band like Animals as Leaders. Really fucking good shit. So, like, there's a lot of music out there that's not just like, okay, we're gonna do all this other stuff.
Yeah, and it's also cool to see somebody else shine than the lead singer of the
Yeah,
band.
exactly. So, yeah, I guess go check out innershittygeeks.com where you have a whole bunch of shit sometimes, right?
All the time.
All the times. Well,
All
most of
the
the times.
times. Yeah, most of the time.
So we got the Inner City Geeks podcast, of course. We have this show. We also have Yay Toys, Comic
Yay,
Foot World,
toys!
Manga Times, Anime World, Good Games. And then we also have something that we wrote, speaking of writing, Barista, something that we started writing a while back, and we continued for a little bit, and then we're working on rewriting some shit for it. Not
Yes.
necessarily rewriting, but continuing the story.
Continuing adding more to it.
So
Trying to
go
see if
check
there's something
that
there.
out. Yes, exactly. Trying to see where it goes. Trying to possibly give this thing an ending.
That works.
Yeah, so make sure you go to InterStudios.com. We have all that shit there. Also on InterStudios.com, you'll find a link to Amazon. Go to Amazon. Click on that link before you go to Amazon. Click on that link. It'll take you to Amazon, where you can buy just about anything. Well, not just about. You can buy pretty much
You
anything
can
on
play
there.
pretty much anything on Amazon.
Yeah. You can buy pretty much anything other than like a hooker or something. But yeah, you can buy a bunch of shit on there. You can buy this album.
Buy this
And
album, download the album, you get the MP3s.
yeah, or
You
you could
can.
buy the physical album through Amazon as well, and they will
Yes.
ship it to you.
There you go.
Yeah. Also, like not only just that album, but every album that we've been talking about for the last couple weeks. Could
And
check
we'll
out every
continue to
single
talk
one.
about.
Yeah. So you could do that. Like in the show notes, I'm putting a link to the Amazon so you can buy the albums.
There you go.
So make sure you check that out. Yeah, so on Amazon, you click the links, buy whatever you want to buy on Amazon, and whatever you get on there, it gives us a little bit of a kickback. So yeah, make sure you do that. Also on InterStudios.com, there is a link to So Sick Clothing Company, and they're clothing for geeks. You got shirts, hoodies, hats, beanies, fitteds, whole bunch of shit on there.
So pretty much close.
Yeah, exactly.
There
Just clothing.
you
Clothing
go.
meant for people like us, geeky peoples. And once you're gonna buy something on there, you make sure you type in at checkout Inner City Geeks. All one word, Inner City Geeks. And you will get 15 motherfucking percent off of
There you
anything
go.
in that motherfucking store.
Not a
So
bad deal, people.
it's
Jump
not a
on it.
bad deal. It's not a bad deal for quality clothing because the stuff that they sell is actually really good.
Yeah, you
Hey,
wear,
I'm
you
from
got
Atlanta.
stuff from there.
Yeah, exactly. I got stuff from there. And it's fucking dope. Make sure you check that out. Also on ninjatickets.com, you have a link to Beard Octane. So you get some, your beard's looking nice and fresh. Make sure you check that out. They got oils, balms, butters. They also have like beard utensils or beard utility products or utility tools. So like if you need like a little bit of hair scissors, like little trimmers
Or
or like
your beard needs.
comb or a brush, you know, stuff to make your beard look really nice.
Be
Like mine.
sexy.
Mine looks beautiful.
There you go.
Yeah.
Steve has a luxurious beard. You should see it.
I do, I do,
Awesome.
I do, I do. If you go on my Instagram, you can see my face.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, possibly soon we'll probably have video on the shows, so who knows? I know, scary. So yeah, make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com, check out all those links, all those places. Also you can find Inner City Geeks on the Facey Space on at Inner City Geeks on Twitters and Instagram at Inner City Geeks, all one word. That's something that I didn't mention on the last episode. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud,
Oh
Stitcher
crap,
Radio,
yes.
Google Play Music, and Spotify.
There you go.
Yes, holy shit, I can't believe I missed those places. But yeah, check all those out. You can find me on the Instagrams at Mr. Jackal, MISTERJACKAL. Find you, Charlie.
find me on the Twitterverse, RUPERTL2106. And just real quick, I want to say, if you're listening to us, let us know what you think of our picks. And if you have something you like and you want us to listen to, something obscure, something that you enjoy, let us know. We're into it. We'll listen to it. We'll listen to anything, everything.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it might be a topic of this podcast anytime soon.
Yeah. That's right. I said it. We'll listen to people fart. It's okay.
Jesus Christ. I can't win with you.
Whatever.
But dude. Yeah, if you let us know what you're listening to, what you're digging.
Yeah.
Maybe we might dig it too.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we might feature it on the motherfucking show.
There you go. You never know.
If not this season, we might have it on season 2.
There you go.
What? Yeah, that's right. We might continue this even longer. But yeah, so make sure you go check all that shit out. I'm going to say goodbye. And Charlie, you introduce the song.
Everybody, this is Call Me No One with All's Well. Enjoy. Have a good night.
Yes.
Here's sunshine. Oh,
don't know.